Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness, with Professor David Wild of Southeastern Louisiana University, and author of the IBM Center report, Controlling Federal Spending by Managing the Long Tail of Procurement. So, David, you identified for us in the previous two segments, first the concept of tailspend in procurement, and then did a rigorous quantitative analysis of the tailspend in the federal government. Now, in this section, we talk about some recommendations you offer for managing tailspend. And you also provide a conceptual model for managing tailspend, which I'd like you to elaborate on. Can you tell us the key components of your tailspend management model?
Well, the first step in any effort to address tailspend is just raising awareness about what tailspend is, what it encompasses, and why it is different from the organization's managed spend. And that is key so that there is a grounding in terms of what is being talked about when we say tailspend. And it's also key in terms of getting buy-in from acquisition executives and procurement staffers. And that's very necessary up front in order to get support for the effort, because there's got to be commitment and buy-in from the stakeholders in the acquisition area as to why this is an important matter to address. The second area is to look at spending from the standpoint of spend analysis, and saying that, again, this is not meaning that there's going to be more work dumped on an already overtaxed and undermanned acquisition staff. That tailspend really is to be driven by spend analysis, which is conducted by third-party experts looking at the spending for the agency and looking at where there can be tailspend management efforts put in place to better manage the spend. In terms of the spend analysis, the Defense Acquisition University, in fact, this year put out guidelines for spend analysis, and saying that for any agency, you should look at spend analysis in terms of, you know, who did the buying, who did the spending, who was the requesting agency, how much was spent, and what type of contract award was used, what was purchased, what acquisition method was used, what type of contract vehicle was used, and who received the work. And if you're looking at tail spend specifically in the spend analysis, there's three other areas that I think are very important to address. That is, when was the purchase made? What quarter of the federal fiscal year was it made? From where geographically did the request come? And particularly if you're looking at DOD, state, any operation with global presence, it's particularly important to look at those purchases that are made from far-flung and non-CONUS locations. The third area is just simply, was the procurement made in full compliance with acquisition policies and procedures? And the goal here is not a witch hunt in terms of what was done wrong, or looking back and saying, you know, in the past, you know, these areas fell outside of core spend and should have been addressed. It's looking forward proactively. What kinds of savings? What kinds of operational efficiencies? What types of true competition can we promote going ahead into the future to better manage our tailspend? The third area of the model is simply looking at the spend analysis and engaging in a spend sorting and clarifying exercise. And again, this can be done in conjunction and in cooperation with the third-party experts in terms of spend analysis and in terms of tailspend, they're beginning to really have a presence in the private and public sector marketplaces. And it goes beyond just simply saying, you know, looking at spend items for goods and services and saying, okay, this is tail spend, or okay, this is core spending. It really gets into looking at spend in detail to see, you know, where there are opportunities to better manage the seven categories of tail spend that we talked about earlier, and then finding out what the potential returns are to be gained, both from an operational standpoint and from a purchase price saving standpoint. The really final step in the model is spend implementation. And I say final, but it's not a final step that ever ends, because spend implementation means looking at managing tail spend not as a one-time, one-shot endeavor, but thinking about it as an ongoing process. How can we improve our spend management, both in the core and in the tail of our spending, to produce better results in the public sector world for the taxpayer?
Now that you've given us an understanding of your tail spend management model, I'd like to shift to the seven ways to improve tail spend management that you outline in your report. The first way you reference is tackling maverick spending. Could you tell us a little bit more about that, and what are the action options offered?
Well, for maverick spending, which again is spending that falls outside of the organization's procurement guidelines, maverick spending that can hit the media that provide really negative PR for the agency. There's a world of other maverick spending that goes on that is not, you know, it doesn't draw the media focus, but is in many cases much larger and needs to be addressed. So for procurement leadership, there's really four action options in terms of addressing such maverick spending. The first is to determine how, when, and why the spending occurred. The second item is to clearly identify who was behind the particular acquisitions and what their motivations were. The third item is to ascertain why the purchases fell outside of procurement guidelines and determine if there are any changes that need to be made to those guidelines or to the regulations involved in order to support the agency's overall mission. And the fourth action option is to look at that maverick spending and to determine if it can be routed into existing contracts for the agency.
David, the second way you offer to improve tail spend management is tackling unaddressed spending. What is that again, and what are the action options associated with tackling this issue?
Okay. For the listeners, we'll remind them that unaddressed spending is any spend items that have not been addressed by procurement in a reasonable period of time, and that would generally be considered to be 2 to 3 years. The action options for looking at unaddressed spending would be to determine why the good or service in question hasn't been competed recently, and then to establish whether or not the item is, in fact, the most current and or appropriate for the situation. This happens constantly in the IT world, looking at buying perhaps laptops, perhaps monitors, perhaps television units that are not just last year's model, but perhaps 2 or 3 years old models. The third action option is to consider if there are substitutes available for the item that would be available through normal channels. So, that dovetails with the fourth item, to examine if the spend on those goods and services can be routed into existing supply contracts. The final action option is one that we see repeated throughout much of the recommendations, is to consider if reverse auctioning would be appropriate for the goods or services involved, specifically to make sure that you're competing the good or service in question to make sure that for the government they're getting the best possible market price for that good or service at the time of the acquisition.
The third way is something called fragmented spending. What is it and what are the action options available?
Okay. Fragmented spending, again, to remind the listeners, is spending that are on like items that are being repeatedly purchased by various parts of the organization. And these goods or service buys could be consolidated into procurements that would, if consolidated, fall into the organization's core spend based on the aggregate value of those buys. The action options are to first target fragmentation and investigate why this fragmentation has occurred historically. The second action item is to consolidate those buys across users, locations, and units within the agency as much as possible to make them larger, more coordinated buys. The third action item is to work toward greater intra and interagency consolidation of spend and targeted items to leverage the agency's buying power and to buy more strategically. The fourth action item is to examine whether that spend can be routed into existing supply contracts and whether those contracts need to be recompeted due to what would be heightened use volumes because that formerly fragmented spend was being routed into a larger volume of buys for those goods and services involved. The final action item, again, is to consider whether or not reverse auctioning should be used in order to make sure that you're getting the best market price for the good or service in question.
So, David, the fourth way to improve tailspend management is spending on low-price, high-frequency items. Could you tell us a little bit more about this, and what are the action options associated with it?
Okay. With low-price, high-frequency items, these are items, be it a good or a service, that have low individual value, but when you add them up in the aggregate over time, they represent a significant amount of spend as those spot buys of like items are being repeated. And we're dealing with that both within individual units in an agency and across the organization as a whole. The action options for acquisition staff and leadership in this case are to consider if with these low-price, high-frequency items, if there are like substitutes available that would be available through normal procurement channels. The second action item would be to consolidate buys across users, locations, and units within the agency on those items. The third action option would be to work toward greater intra and interagency consolidation of spend in those targeted items in order to leverage the agency's buying power and to buy more strategically. The fourth action option is to examine if that spend can in fact be routed into existing supply contracts. And finally, again, should reverse auctioning be utilized here to ensure that on those low-price, high-frequency items, either purchased individually as they have been historically as the spend analysis uncovers, or in an aggregated form as buys are consolidated, are you getting the best market price for those goods or services?
And David, the fifth way to improve tailspend management involves something called misclassified spending. What is that, and what are the action options available to federal executives?
Okay. Misclassified spending is simply spend on items, be it a good or service, that have been purchased individually that should be consolidated into existing supply contracts and competition systems. The classic example are just mistakes in wording. Say we're buying chips, and someone reads that as buying potato chips when you're really buying computer chips. That's an extremely simple example, but does happen in organizations, private and public sector alike. The action options for misclassified spending is first to, most importantly, reclassify the spend into the proper category. Make sure that the spend is labeled and understood correctly, both by the requesting buyer and by the acquisition staff. Make sure there's not miscommunication going on. The second action item is to examine if that spend can be routed into existing supply contracts. The third item would be to determine if that spend does need to be recompeted through normal processes because, again, the spending has risen in value because you've suddenly determined that you have a larger volume in buying those particular goods or services that are uncovered in misclassified spending. Finally, whether you should consider reverse auctioning here because, again, these buys that have been occurring, whether individually and whether that continues or whether the aggregated buys, whether or not you're getting the best possible price for the goods or services in question.
David, you offer two more ways to improve tailspend management. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about those areas and what are the action options available?
Okay. The sixth area of spending that should be addressed is unusual spending. These are high value items that are either new procurements for either the requesting agency or the acquisition staff, or they're items that are procured only once or so rarely that the organization's acquisition staff really has no expertise in that area. The action options are to consider if there are substitutes, perhaps better known substitutes available for the item that would be available through normal channels, so that translate that unusual spend into more usual spend categories. The second action option is to consider whether you should use reverse auctioning in this case, specifically because if there is that lack of market knowledge, awareness for an unusual item, then it would be best to perhaps test what the market is for the competing potential vendors to provide the good or service in question at the best market price. The final area of tailspend involves spending on what are simply low price, low volume items. These are items at the very far end of the tail of spending that have very little value to look at in terms of tailspend analysis efforts due to the nature of their low price. And there are action options involved with these. First, you can categorize the items that need not have further consideration so as to not consume any additional time in the agency's tailspend management efforts. You can also determine if, even though they're low price and perhaps even low volume items, determine if those items can in any way be consolidated within the agency or across agencies to see if they would be worth looking at. You could also look at if there are substitutes available for the item that would be available through normal channels, and to look at some consolidation, if that's possible, determine if the spend can be routed into one or more of your existing supply contracts. And finally, with these low price, low volume items, consider if reverse auctioning might be appropriate so that you at least, even if they're not going to be a focus, they can be more routinely competed to make sure that you're not overspending on such items.
And David, there are some common themes that emerge from your efforts to better manage tailspend in the federal government. What are those themes? And more importantly, what does the future hold and what are some of the next steps?
Well, a common theme is that this is an area that acquisition executives should want to address. It can be done in a way bringing in third-party experts who will conduct the spend analysis and then look at, in conjunction with acquisition leaders and acquisition staffers, look at what falls into the organization's tail spend, how big it is, and then look at those specific seven categories of tail spend and develop strategies for addressing those. The chief benefit of this is that in this time when we have continuing budgetary challenges, by producing bottom line purchase price savings, the acquisition function can produce some quite important results and fairly quickly. And this will heighten the importance and the standing of the acquisition function within the agency overall. The second real motivation to do this is that it can be done without overburdening the existing acquisition staff, and in doing so, it produces a win for the acquisition function without simply loading this onto the acquisition staffers as an additional task. The third real benefit is that you really see that the return on efforts to address tail spend can be self-funded. I mean, by that I mean that the expenditures necessary in terms of carrying out the spend analysis will generate far more, and perhaps very far more, savings than what it would cost in terms of the outlay for the third-party services. And I'll remind listeners, and to delve into this in more detail, that my approach was knowingly being conservative in terms of the savings projections. And that's why I provided the multi-point savings targets for agency leaders to look at in terms of what each agency, and in the DOD's case, what specific agencies within the DOD could hope to achieve through tailspend management efforts. And even my maximum expected tailspend savings numbers were roughly about a third of what some private sector experts recommend for for-profit organizations. So saying that, in the governmental world, if we can address this in a meaningful way, there really is a huge potential for recapturing savings on the goods and services that fall into tail spend. The final thing that I'd like to say about the themes that emerge is the irony is that by focusing on the tail, it may be the best way to improve the core strategic spend areas for the organization and for the federal government and agencies within it. And this is what has been found in the private sector world, that by focusing on tail spend, you're bringing more spend under management, and there's solid numbers and solid evidence that the more spend you bring under management, the more savings it can be garnered through such efforts, and really done without overburdening existing acquisition staffers and making the equation one that would be very favorable today for acquisition leaders to look at addressing.
David, I want to thank you for joining us today. Your report's publication, Controlling Federal Spending by Managing the Long Tail of Procurement, is timely as the federal government continues to seek innovative ways to reduce costs in an era of sequestration and tight budgets. It is apparent from our conversation that more aggressively managing the so-called tail of government spending, that is the smaller non-core expenditures that tend to receive less attention, offers the possibility of substantial cost savings. So thanks again, David.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me to speak about the report. I hope listeners who are interested will go to the center's website and download a copy and share it within their agency.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Professor David Wild, author of the IBM Center Report, Controlling Federal Spending by Managing the Long Tail of Procurement. You may order or download a free copy of this IBM Center report and all IBM Center reports at businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thank you for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.